This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. Campaigning for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections ended today. 93 constituencies spread over 10 states and union territories of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu will go to polls in this phase on Tuesday. Addressing an election rally in Itawa in Uttar Pradesh, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the Samajwadi Party and the Congress tried to instigate people and spread lies during the COVID period, while his government and scientists were trying hard to save each and every life. Raising issues of nepotism, the Prime Minister said that some families think that certain areas are their personal property, but this is not going to happen this time. Itawa is the hometown of Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav. Mr. Modi is now addressing another political rally in Sitapur. Later this evening, Prime Minister Modi will also hold a roadshow in the Ayodhya district. The 2 kilometers long roadshow will start in the evening from the Sugriv Kila area and will culminate at Lata Chowk. He will perform darshan and pujan at the Ram Lalla temple prior to the roadshow. BJP senior leader and union minister Amit Shah today reiterated that the BJP will protect and increase the reservations of SCs, STs and OBCs. He asked electors of Adilabad to choose between Modi's guarantee and appeasement politics of the Congress. Addressing an election rally at Sirpur, Kagaz Nagar in Adilabad, Lok Sabha constituency, Mr. Shah reiterated that the reservations given by the Congress government on communal basis will be ended to protect the rights of the SCs, STs and OBCs. He asked people not to believe the Congress on reservations, as the Telangana Chief Minister also forwarded his fake video in this regard. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today gave an overview to 75 international delegates of various facets of the gigantic election exercise in the world's largest democracy. Mr. Kumar addressed the international visitors from election management bodies of 23 countries in New Delhi this afternoon. The delegates arrived in India yesterday to witness the Lok Sabha elections. The Election Commission invited these delegates to witness democratic excellence firsthand. The delegates will embark on visits to 6 states, Maharashtra, Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh, to observe polls and related preparedness in various constituencies. The Congress has released a list of 6 candidates for the upcoming Odisha Assembly elections. The party has fielded Sudarshan Das in place of Devi Prasanna Chand from the Jaleshwar Assembly seat, whereas Akshay Acharya will contest from the Nilgiri seat. Umma Ballav Rath will contest from Puri Vidhan Sabha constituency in place of Sujit Mahapatra. The party has fielded Sudarshan Sahu from Athagar and Himanshu Chaulia from the Atamalik seat. In Chhattisgarh, 35 Maos have surrendered in Dantewada district today. 3 of the surrendered Maos had rewards on their head. These Maos, influenced by the Lone Varatu campaign being run by the Dantewada police, surrendered before DIG police of Dantewada range, Kamalochan Kashyap, and senior officers of the CRPF and police. All these Maos were said to be active in Bhairamgarh and Katiyakalan area. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have detained 6 locals for questioning in connection with the attack on the Indian Air Force convoy in the frontier district Poonch yesterday evening, in which 5 IAF soldiers were injured and 1 was martyred. These locals are suspected of helping the terrorists in the attack. 1 soldier had lost his life while 5 others were injured in the terror attack that took place near the Shashidhar forest area. In Kerala, the orange alert continues as per the warning by the Indian National Centre for Ocean Information Services on high energy swell waves along the Kerala and Tamil Nadu coasts. The warning is till 11:30 tonight. This phenomenon is locally known as Kalakadal. Many regions in the coastal belts of Kerala, like Thiruvananthapuram and Thrissur, are reporting severe sea erosion. People are being shifted from the regions. In athletics, India's Tejaswin Shankar clinched victory in the men's high jump event at the USATF Festival in Tucson, Arizona, USA today. The national record holder, Tejaswin, cleared 2.23 meters in his first attempt to secure the top spot at the World Athletics Continental Tour Silver event. And that's the end of this news bulletin.